Hello, hope you're having a good day. It's chilly out here, 11 degrees, but I wanted to preach in context because I'm going to be sharing a scripture about a battle on a snowy day. I want to prophesy over some lion killers today. Yes, I believe there's some lion killers that are listening to me today, and I want to encourage you. You'll know what I mean in just a few moments because we're going to jump into the pages of God's Word, 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 20. We're introduced to Benaniah, one of David's mighty men. This is after the death of David when we're told about some of the exploits that his mighty men did. One of his mighty men's name was Benaniah. And we're told there in verse 20 that Benaniah went into a pit and killed a lion on a snowy day. He was a lion killer. Now, it's one thing to go man to lion in battle, right? That's one thing to take on a lion in battle. It's another thing to take on a lion on a snowy day, but it's altogether another thing to go into the den with the lion on a snowy day and bring him out dead. That's what Benaniah did. And I believe God's looking for some modern day Benanias who'll go into the den where the lions are and bring them out dead. Let's talk about that. Benaniah obviously was a very courageous and committed warrior. And quite honestly, a little bit crazy. I mean, after all, who goes into a pit to take on a lion? You got to be a little bit crazy. But you see, he wasn't by himself. He had some help from above, and thank God we do too. But Benaniah was courageous, and he was committed. He was tracking a lion for some reason that we're not told, and it led into this point where, okay, it's a snowy day, so obviously there's tracks, and he sees the den, and he sees the tracks leading into the den, and yet he chooses to go in there where the lion is, and he takes him on. You know, quite honestly, sometimes we say we're committed and we're going to do this and we'll put a lot into it, and we get up to that point like, whoa, this is beyond what I thought it was going to be. You know what? I've demonstrated that I'm committed, but I think this is far enough. But Benaniah didn't stop at that point. He went down into the pit, into the den, into the cave, and took on the lion. Now, why did he do that? The lion had been killing some of the flock. You know, young David took on a lion who was messing with his flock. Maybe Benaniah was doing that. He was following the king's orders, and he finally found this predator that had been attacking the sheep, and he said, "This stops today." Another thing, it's a snowy day. The Bible records that, and the Bible notes that for some reason. It was a snowy day. Like, you know, it's very cold out here right now, and behind me over there is the house, and it's warm in there. Maybe Benaniah was out, and he had been, you know, to battle, and he sees a pit and thinks, here's a place I can find shelter, and I can get warm and be protected. But then he sees those tracks. In other words, it's cold out here where I am, and in there it's warm, but there's a lion in there. So I'm going to trade places. I'm going to go in. I'm going to take out that lion. I'll drag him out. Then I'll have a warm place to stay. I can just see his warrior spirit rising up and saying, you know what? For too long, that lion's been in there enjoying the cozy, warm comfort and shelter that should be mine. And I believe that spirit needs to be awakened in the bride of Christ today, because for too long in the place where people should come and receive the warmth of God's spirit and to feel the safety of being among God's people and finding a place of shelter in the storm, for too long we've allowed the enemy to become too comfortable in the place where we should be ruling and reigning. And that Benaniah spirit needs to be stirred up in us today to take on the enemy and take back the territory that he's taken from the bride of Christ. May the Benanias arise today. May you be a Benaniah in your marriage and fight for your home and your marriage. May you be a Benaniah in your parenting and fight for your children and grandchildren. May you be a Benaniah when it comes to your health and fight for God's healing for your health. May you be a Benaniah in this region so that we can see souls saved and people delivered and people healed and the kingdom expanding. Oh, that the Benanias would arise even on a snowy day and take on the enemy. And so you can do that right where you are today. You may not be able to get out on these slick roads, but you can do some knee time in your prayer closet and see some prodigals come home. Or perhaps see your health turn around, or your finances turn around, or that situation you're so burdened about, to get some breakthrough on it. You see, it's not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. You see, not only was Benaniah courageous and committed, a little bit crazy, but he was also anointed and appointed. A verse or two after this scripture that I'm sharing with you, it says he was appointed to be the guard over the king's palace, so forth. He was an anointed man and appointed man. He knew he was appointed by the king, but anointed by the Spirit. We need to know that. Listen, saints, you are appointed by the Spirit of God to trample under your feet all the power of the enemy, to take back the ground, to go into the nations and preach the gospel and baptize and disciple people. And you are anointed of the Spirit of God. The very same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells mightily in you. Yes, in your chest is the roar of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. If God be for us, who can be against us? So I encourage you today to be courageous, to be committed like Benaniah was, and a little bit crazy if you need to be. Sometimes God, He will ask you to do things that make no sense to anyone else. I've had that happen a number of times. But I have discovered, if you will but obey God when you don't know how He's going to make a way, if you want to see Him make a way when there seems to be no way, then you do what He tells you to do. Let God be true and every man a liar. It just takes a faith to believe what God says in His Word. And I know we all fail at that point from time to time. But today, I pray that we'd be encouraged to be like Benaniah. If it leads you to a den that you're needing for your own shelter, warmth, and comfort, and the enemy's taken over, then trade places with him. Go in, skin that sucker, and bring him out dead. Amen? You've got the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You've got the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead living inside of you. You've got the angel host of God that He will send to help you out if need be. You've got the prayers of the saints of God surrounding you. Oh, they that be for us are so much more than they that be against us. We have been made to triumph and to become conquerors through Jesus Christ. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And He holds the keys to death, hell, and the grave. He's overcome death. He's overcome hell. He's overcome the grave. And His Spirit is in you as an overcomer today. So, like Benaniah, let's rise up even on this snowy day. Go down into the pit and kill us a lion. Amen. It's just so important that we understand who we are in Christ, what we have in Christ, and what we can do through Christ. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, who is my strength. I encourage you, you can make it. You can see victory in your life. You can overcome that adversity. You can face that giant. You can see that mountain move. You can see those walls fall. Why? Because the Spirit of the living Christ is inside of you. And the Word of God has been given you. So I encourage you today. I want to pray for you as well. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus for my brothers and sisters and friends that you would encourage them today. I thank you that, Lord, that we have the promises of your Word by which we become partakers of the divine nature, that we may escape the lust that is in this world. Lord, thank you that we have the power of the gospel about you, Lord Jesus, that can save the souls of those who are lost. Thank you that in your name you have given the church authority to cast out devils, to lay hands on the sick. Lord, thank you that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, that those prayers are powerful and effective. So says your word. Thank you that your glory is our rear guard, that you go before us, that you live within us. We thank you today, Lord, for men like Benaniah. And I thank you for those who are listening, Lord, that today we would be reminded that we have been equipped to be lion killers. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, and I pray you have a wonderful day today.